For 91.9 at KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California officials identified 35 cases of wild mushroom poisoning between November 18th and January 4th, mostly focused in the San Francisco Bay Area and Monterey County. The most likely culprit is the poisonous deathcap mushroom. So far, three of the 35 identified people have died. Another three needed liver transplants. Craig Smallin is the California Poison Control System Director. He says the CPCS gets between 0 to 5 reports of wild mushroom poisonings in a typical year.
The last time we had a major outbreak was in 2016. That outbreak was smaller than this outbreak. There was only 14 cases, I believe, that were reported. So this is quite a bit larger than that.
He says the impacted people found the poisonous mushroom while foraging. Officials are continuing to advise Californians against foraging for wild mushrooms right now. Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday announced over $400 million in what he called additional funding towards a state program meant to address homelessness. Newsom says California has now invested nearly $4.5 billion towards the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program since it launched in 2019.
The state had no vision. The state had no plan. The state was not involved in the issue of housing, mental health, and homelessness. Just 7 years ago, we recognize our responsibility and we recognize the imperative of partnerships, and we continue to make those investments.
But the money comes from the sixth round of grants approved back in June 2024. Critics, including advocates for local governments, argue the amount being released now is less than half of the $1 billion the state allocated then. The Trump administration is suing California over a law that prevents oil and gas drilling within a certain distance from homes, hospitals, and schools. The legislation was signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2022. Here's Cassie Siegel, the director of the Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Law Institute.
It is incredibly important that the state of California pull out all the stops to defend this law, because a ruling striking it down would set a terrible precedent for all kinds of health and environmental protections around the country that the Trump administration has said it's going to go after because it doesn't like them.
The Trump administration is claiming the ban violates a longstanding federal law which allows the government to release public lands for oil, gas, coal, and other minerals. Until this year, drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy had been covered under Medi-Cal, California's Medicaid program. Now, the state says patients who only take these GLP-1 drugs for weight loss are no longer covered. Ana Ibarra, with our California newsroom partner CalMatters, has more.
The governor's office has said limiting Medi-Cal coverage for GLP-1s could save the state nearly $800 million by 2029. The state is moving forward with this plan, even though the Trump administration has announced an agreement that is supposed to reduce the cost of these drugs for government insurance programs in the coming years. But those discounts haven't gone into effect yet, so any potential savings can't be factored into the state's budget. Meanwhile, providers are concerned about the effect the shift will have on patients taking the drugs for obesity who will no longer have this coverage. Dr. Wayne Ho is a Los Angeles obesity specialist. Ho is concerned about patients who will now be at risk of regaining the weight and the physical and mental health issues that can come with that, which he says range from high blood pressure to depression. Now he's trying to adapt his approach.
I think that's important not to forget. It's not GLP or bust.
These alternatives could include everything from lifestyle changes to other medications and interventions like bariatric surgery, which is covered by Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal will continue to cover GLP-1 prescriptions for patients diagnosed with issues like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
CalMatters' Ana Ibarra. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.